Good evening and welcome to worship. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious and holy God, as we gather into this space tonight, we pray that we might sense your already presence. Lord, we pray that as we hear this word, as we meditate, as we pray, as we worship together, that we might be drawn closer to you, that your word might guide us, that we might live more into your ways. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. From Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 33 and 44 through 52. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a small mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it's the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree. So the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour, until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every wind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all the seeds. But when it is grown, it's the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree. So the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. Have you understood all this? They answered yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. During this silence, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer or anointing for yourself or another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or at the end of worship. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it's the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 33 and 44 to 52. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it's the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree. So the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding 1 pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. At the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, right after Jesus is born and baptized and tempted in the wilderness, one of the first public remarks he makes comes in chapter 4, when we're told, from that time, Jesus began to proclaim, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. And from that time on in the Gospel of Matthew, that is exactly what Jesus does. He proclaims the kingdom of heaven. In fact, this phrase, kingdom of heaven, appears in Matthew's gospel over 30 times. According to this gospel, this seems to be Jesus' main goal on earth for his ministry, to proclaim and explain the kingdom of heaven. And so by the time we get to our scripture lesson we've been reading tonight from Matthew chapter 13, Jesus is in complete explaining mode. We encounter Jesus telling parables, these short, often somewhat irrational stories that explain to us what the kingdom of heaven is like. What we've been reading this evening contains 5 of these such parables, and they all begin in the same way, with the phrase, the kingdom of heaven is like. And so we see that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which is not actually the smallest of all the seeds, but it is pretty small. And it doesn't really grow into the greatest of shrubs, like Jesus says, but it does grow, and it grows so much that for many it becomes more like a weed. So the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that grows overwhelmingly. And the kingdom of heaven is like yeast, which was actually a symbol of corruption in Jesus' time. But anyway, the kingdom of heaven is like a yeast that a woman uses to make bread. But not just a little bit of bread, bread from 3 measures of flour, which is about 144 cups of flour, which, accounting for average bread recipes, would make about 52 loaves of bread. Enough for 416 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So the kingdom of heaven is like enough yeast to make enough bread to feed most of an elementary school. And then the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that somebody found and then hid again, and instead of just taking it, sold all that he had to buy the field where he hid the treasure. And the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant who was searching for great pearls, and then he found it, and he too sold all that he had and bought the pearl. And finally, the kingdom of heaven is like a net used for fishing that catches a whole bunch of fish, good and bad, And when the fish are brought to shore, they're separated, and the bad ones are thrown away, and the good ones are kept. So then, in summary, the kingdom of heaven is near, and it's like a mustard seed, yeast, a treasure, a pearl, and a net. Super clear, right? We're now 100% aware and confident as to what the kingdom of heaven is. In fact, probably when you think about heaven, the first images that come to mind are that of a mustard seed and yeast and a treasure in a field and pearls and nets. That's heaven, right? Well, probably not. Well, in some ways, I think that Jesus knows that we're just not going to get it. That the kingdom of heaven is actually way more than we could ever really picture or grasp. That this concept of heaven is just too much for our earthly minds to understand. Yet here is Jesus bringing a piece of heaven to earth. And here is Jesus using everyday earthly things to try to explain just a little bit of it to us. I read a line in a commentary as I tried to figure out what was going on here that said this: Jesus transforms human life not by scaring the hell out of people, but by helping them see heaven close at hand. Jesus is here not to terrify us into repenting, but to show us a glimpse of the goodness. And in reality, a glimpse is all that we can handle. So I think Jesus uses these simple everyday things, items that people at the time would have been familiar with, to give us a taste of what life with God is like, not just when we die, but the life that we can start to experience in the here and now. So what do we actually learn about the kingdom of heaven in these parables? Well, I think we see a different way to be alive, a way of life that's maybe not the easiest or the most popular, but a way of life that allows for us to really live, to live with purpose and passion, with a little bit of heaven in our midst. We first see that the kingdom of heaven is vast beyond our wildest dreams. We never have to worry about using up all of the kingdom, or that its power or presence will run out. For even when it seems small, like a mustard seed or a little bit of yeast, it's mighty enough to grow into an overwhelming plant or bread to feed hundreds. And we learn that the kingdom of heaven is of infinite worth, like the treasure or the pearl. That the kingdom of heaven is so valuable, it's so precious, that it's worth changing your entire life for. We see that the ability to experience a glimpse of heaven now is of greater value than any material possession we might have. And finally, we learn that the kingdom of heaven is inclusive, that all are invited to be a part of it, that it is, in fact, rather easy to be caught up in the taste of heaven for both the good and the bad, just as it's as easy as for the net to catch the fish. So then Jesus uses these everyday things to show the people that the kingdom of heaven is where they can find abundance, value, and purpose, and be included in the here and now. So then maybe, just maybe, the kingdom of God is like if you put regular dish soap in a dishwasher. And even with just a little bit of dish soap, the suds of the soap grow and multiply all over the dishwasher until they spill out onto the kitchen floor, and you can barely contain them, let alone clean them up. Because if you try to add water, you just end up with more soap bubbles until it's completely out of control. And maybe that's the kingdom of heaven, always teetering on the edge of being out of control, because it's so full of goodness and is abundant with the grace and love of God. And so maybe that's one way we find the kingdom of heaven today, in places that are a little out of control, because they're places that aren't necessarily big or powerful, but places that are overflowing with hope and love and grace. Or maybe the kingdom of heaven is like blob tag, Blob tag's the game of tag where one person starts out as it, and when they tag somebody, they join hands with that person. And together they chase until they tag another person and join hands with that person until eventually everybody has been tagged and they're all running around in one big blob, all connected to each other. Maybe the kingdom of heaven is a bit like that. Something that chases us down in order for us to be able to catch a glimpse of it. Something that desires to bring everybody in, no matter who they are or what their background. And something that aims to connect us all to each other, so that we aren't just individual Christians out there in the world, but that we're a community of believers, together showing each other a little bit of heaven here on earth. Jesus came here to earth, and he brought with him a glimpse of heaven. He brought the kingdom of heaven near to us. And true, we might not always understand it, what it means, how to experience it. But Jesus taught us it's here and that we can see it in everyday normal things and events. So maybe the kingdom of heaven is a bit like a mustard seed or yeast or a treasure in a field or a pearl or a net or dish soap in a dishwasher or blob tag. But whatever it's like, we worship a God who allows us to experience it now. A God who lets us experience heaven here on earth. A God who gives us abundance out of the smallest things, purpose and value in life, and inclusion in a community. So this week, look for the kingdom of heaven. Try to catch a glimpse of the kingdom of heaven in the here and now. It's there. Have a taste. For Jesus told us, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.